Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Kennerland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD and on the OTCQX under the symbol NWRCF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. To bring everybody up to speed, Kennerland Minerals is a hybrid prospect generator as well as true exploration company focused in Quebec, Alaska, and Ontario, most of the projects being in Quebec and Alaska. 7 main properties, 3 flagship properties, 4 pipeline projects, and a lot of drilling being done by the company this year, and also some results that are coming in from last year's programs. A lot of these projects are under JVs with some of the large mining companies such as Newmont and Sumitomo Metal Mining. Now, Zach, let's start off by touching on news release that came out a few days ago, March 28th. We have some results from the Renault discovery on the Frotette project in Quebec. Now, this project yielded some very high-grade results. The headline number being little over 117 grams per ton gold, over 1.77 meters, plus also announcing some additional vein discoveries. Let's start off with the results. The second half of all the results from the summer fall program at the Frotette project. Take us through this high grade result and what it means for this project, please, Zach.
For sure. Thanks, Corey. So yeah, Monday we put out a release announcing the results from 8,000 of total 18,000 meter program that we wrapped up last summer fall there. Those 25 of the 57 holes we completed. The initial release on the first half of that was around Christmas. So it took a while to get the results back, but happy with them. You know, we keep seeing, continue to see really high grade gold mineralization, which has kind of been the story at Renault here. One of the results at R2 there was the best hit that we've had at R2 to date. So that was 1.77 meters at 117.86 grams per ton gold. So R2 is looking pretty robust. That was, you know, the first over 100 gram meter intercept we've had there. And it was hosted in a shear vein too, which is really exciting. The shear veins are typically steeper dipping and we see a lot of continuity along strike and down dip on those, whereas a lot of the other drilling at Renault or at R2 has been more of these extensional flat lying veins. So that's good news. And then we had a hit over at R1 as well, which is pretty spectacular, 6.88 meters at 23.79 grams per ton, including 2.6 at 60.77 grams per ton. And, you know, that's been part of our kind of step out and infill drilling that we did there on R1. So that's concludes the results from last year. And then we just wrapped up a 10,000 meter diamond drill program a few weeks ago, and we'll expect results from this program within the next 2 months. Hopefully we get a faster turnaround there, but included in this release was some visuals from the current 10,000 meter program there that we wrapped up, and I think that's actually very, very significant news here. We intersected a few brand new vein structures and they look really good, so it's awesome.
So again, that Renault discovery is on that Frotette project in Quebec, joint venture with Sumitomo Metal Mining. So I guess some very encouraging results from that program last year. And this year, you now have 10,000 meters of core pretty much at the assay labs. What's important about some of these visuals that we are seeing within this news release, which I will be linking to below the interview?
Yeah, so we've, up until this last program, we've just been systematically drilling off the R1 structure, which is the main shear zone there and the main shear vein, but there's some other veins around, some the hanging wall and the foot wall as well. So it's kind of, you know, it's a more of a corridor, and there's a few veins in there, but you know, up until this program, we'd been drilling it off on around 100 meter centers, up to or down to about 50 meter centers in the shallow depths, and down to about 500 meters depth so far, which everything remains open. But on this particular program, we noticed we pushed one of the drills a little bit further beyond through R1 and hit another vein structure. And so that got us thinking, and then we pushed about 10 more holes through it, and all of those intercepted another vein that we're calling R5, which is just to the south and below and parallel to R1. it looks just as good as R1 in terms of, you know, some of the styles of mineralization we see there, and the thickness and the alteration and the shearing and the veining. So really excited to get those results back, obviously. And we took one of the holes and decided to push it even further, about 400 meters past R5, to see what else was out there. And we hit three other shear veins beyond R5 that look just as good as R5 and R1. So this is obviously a huge development in the discovery here. And I really think now we're seeing multiples of the tonnage potential that we had been looking at originally. So it's a very significant development. We've, you know, material enough to put out visual results. We saw visible gold, visible tellurides in these new veins too. So I'd expect we'll see some good gold numbers in the coming months here.
So just summarize then, in terms of how many discoveries have been made on this project and just how much drilling has been done in this relatively short period of time.
Yeah, so Renault started as Moose Pasture. There was no mineral occurrence there. There was no previous drilling. No one had ever known about it or known that there was a gold system there. In 2018 and 19, we did a couple years of systematic till sampling in the belt that identified a big dispersion plume full of gold kind of smeared out of one of these, you know, shallow bays within the lake there. You know, we followed up and drilled in 2020 there and hit the discovery hole, which happened to be on R1. It was 29 meters at 8.5 grams, including 11 at 18. That was really the initial discovery. And, you know, these greenfield discoveries don't happen very often. And so it was exciting at the time. And we spent the last couple of years here just figuring out the geology, the orientation of the structures, kind of stepping out on wide space drilling, starting to really define the vein corridors, including R1 and R2, R3, R4, and now R5, and then now these three new veins too. So every program, you know, we've had positive surprises, as you're going to expect on any brand new discovery. There's about 50,000 meters of drilling into this system now, which is still not very much. It's really early days here. Going forward, I think we should be seeing a budget for 2022 within the coming weeks. But I'm expecting, you know, somewhere around the range of 40 or 50,000 meters of drilling to take us through to start a Q1. 2023. So again, doubling the number of meters within the next year here. And I'd expect maybe early 2023, we're looking at 100,000 meters into the system. So, which is still not very much if you really think about it. I mean, these things like Windfall have, you know, 2 million meters of drilling into them. It takes a long time to drill them off, especially if they're big systems, which I think this is becoming. So I want you to keep an eye on this one for sure. There's again, I can't stress it enough. It doesn't happen very often that you make a discovery such as this, and they evolve and they grow, and hopefully one day they become a development project.
Well, it says a lot, Zach, by just how much the drill program has increased. And hey, these grades, they don't lie. These are some high-grade results. Let's also talk about a news release that came out just today. Quick recap of some Healy drill results. We saw some low-grade results here. No real high grade to write home about. What updates can you give us on that recent drill program and these results at Healy, please?
Yep, sure thing. So Healy, you know, it wasn't a home run by any means. There's a very large gold system there, a lot of widespread mineralization, you know, a lot of very anomalous gold, but unfortunately we didn't really see anything that could be considered economic. That's just, you know, the way it goes sometimes. This is exploration. We're going to take shots on a lot of greenfields targets as the company progresses, and they're not all going to pan out like we saw at Renault there. But you know, eventually, I think if you keep testing good targets, your chances of finding something significant are increased. You just got to keep going. So yeah, again, we'll see what happens going forward there. The project is now under joint venture with Newmont, so it's a 70-30 JV. Kennerland has 70, Newmont has 30%, and going forward, any exploration would be funded pro rata. We don't have any immediate plans for follow-up there, although there's definitely some attractive targets, especially from the Titan IP and MT survey that we did, which sort of transected the entire system. I mean, the system's huge. It's 5 kilometers across, and, you know, we hit gold in every hole on really wide space drilling. I mean, some of the step outs were 800 meters along strike on some of these fences, and you know, we're hitting significant gold, but again, nothing really economic. But so there's undoubtedly a big system there, and there's some good targets that I think warrant follow up. But we'll just have to look at that in relation to everything else we have going on. We have a lot of other exploration, got a lot of other targets, some other targets even in Alaska on our Tanacross project, which is 100% owned. It's a advanced stage porphyry copper gold system. So we'll be talking about those in the coming weeks to months as well. And we're sort of working on our summer plans for that. So once all that's kind of solidified, we'll be announcing that to the market as well.
All right. So that ties perfectly into what I was going to ask you next. And that is, what about some of the other drill programs that are going on here? As I said, the company has a handful of projects, and I know there is still a lot of drilling planned for this year. So can you break down kind of where the drills are going to move to and what is near-term drilling plans?
For sure. So yeah, we just wrapped up the 10,000 meter program at Renault there. The drill's moving to Chicopee, which is a project that's being funded by Sumitomo Metal Mining. It's in the central Abitibi. So another project we have there with Sumitomo. They haven't vested completely there yet. They still have a significant amount of spend on their second earn-in, which would take them to 70%. But over the past 2 years, we've been doing systematic sonic drill for till there, and it's taken us to one target area called Target B, where we see a nice coherent gold and multi-element geochem anomaly in the till. And we're putting the drill on that. It's going to be a pretty minimal program. It's a kind of scout style program. We're drilling, maybe 2,000 meters or so across the fence there to for the initial drill test. So that's happening right away. And then after that, the drill is going to go back to Renault, and we'll start drilling there for the summer. So the drill's not going to stop there, and that'll carry us into the winter drilling at Renault as well. But as well in the summer, like I mentioned, we are expecting to drill something up in Alaska, which I'll talk more about. It's a target on our Tanacross project. We just got to make sure we can lock in drill contractors, which are in tight in high demand and low supply these days. So,
all right. Well, Zach, still a lot on the go for you guys. Please keep us up to date on news, especially the drill results that come out. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Kennerland Minerals, so I will be following up as more news comes out. But if any of you have any follow-up questions for Zach, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Zach to address those in future interviews. Zach, thanks again for your time. Have a great weekend, and keep us up to date on future news, please.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey.